Blog Talk Radio.
Saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
bless you tonight is the power in the name of the Almighty God. I'm praying for loved ones tonight. I want to say that I crossed over, Dr. Christian, with some people, and I crossed over with Bertha Mary, and Bertha and Sarah told me, said, Bishop, tell Mary, don't worry, she did all she could do, and told all of her sisters, don't argue, don't fuss. It's enough of y'all that is sisters to have y'all on a moral service, and I'm going to consist you with having that service for Sister Linda. And you want to know what Linda died of? She died of infection in the body. Her body was full of infection. That's what she died of. I checked it out in the spirit. The doctor might not say. Since you've been in the spirit world, Fair have already been there, and Bertha and all the family members have been there. She apologizing because but Mary, we'll talk about that with Pearl. Tell Pearl that I want Pearl to have something to say. Tell Pearl I want her to just Sunday, we're going to have her home going Sunday. We're going to do a moral service for her Sunday morning. I'm going to have Dr. Christian, I want you to come and sing a song and read a scripture for me Sunday. And we're going to have more service on the radio for Sister Linda from Detroit. And I want Sister Pearl, the Spirit told me, said, let Pearl say her obituary. Pearl know about her. Pearl, I'm saying, I have Pearl that said something. I have a prayer. We preach, we go on business. Tell the church and listen to it. Tell your church and just not listen to it on the radio. Sunday morning, we're going to do her, a home going Sunday morning on Blog Talk Radio. That's from 11 to 12. So we're going to be long, and I'm going to do that. Thank you, Tanya. And Jerry, I want to say to you, your mother came to me in the spirit, and she said, my son looked bad. He's been whooped up. She said, you try to get him in church, but if you don't, this year might be the last year. If you don't make no changes. She looked at him, she shook her head and walked away. And your father just stood with his hand folded and said words. And I just feel, Jerry, this was when I went in the spirit world, and I wouldn't intend to go to the spirit world, but when I seen his picture, your mother popped up. She looked at him, shook her head. That's abusing drugs and all of that. That's what that's all about. It ain't about nobody doing that you do it to yourself. Okay? Now I want to say about that. That's Brother Jerry. All you got to do is pray. It didn't look good to me. You know, it didn't look good to me. When it didn't look good to me, that's when your mother come and looked and stood and looked at him, shook her head. She didn't realize that was him. So he took on another thing. And Mary Linda really apologizing because she got, somebody told her some stuff. She went along with it. She was trying to make up for something she didn't do 20 years ago, okay? So it's going to be all right. So I ain't even crying about it. You did all you can do. So it's all right. I say. I'm praying for every loved one that lost somebody. I'm praying for you, Sister Dre, that lost your son and your daughter in the car accident. I'm going to tell you, you told them not to go, but they went on anyway. Sometimes you have to obey the parents. I want to say tonight, I want to talk about two things. I'm going to go on with that because I'm writing this book, Hitler Playbook. And I want to look, what's happening, Haiti is not getting any press. Show you how ABC, they ain't talking about Haiti. If they was talking about Haiti, like they was talking about Afghanistan, people help. But I'm asking black folks, to join in and fight to help Haiti. Maybe you got some shoes, and I want to thank Jerry, your wife, trying to get a care package. If you got any kind of thing to send, call me. I'll get in contact with Jerry White so they can mail it to Haiti. Maybe you got some shoes. It might not be no good to you, but somebody else can use it. Maybe this address can shop for you. Call me while we can get it to go to Haiti. We got to take care of ourselves. I want to say this tonight. If you need some help, you got to help self. You got to help somebody look like you, act like you. We got to stop fighting each other and begin to do a love thing, okay? For God so loved the world, he gave on God's son. Tonight is Thursday night, night of meditation, but I want to share some things with you tonight. In the Bible, Dr. and I reach out for Jerome Gibson. And when I reach out for him, he said, Bishop, mask my daughters as Gibson. Dr. Sina Gibson, Dr. Tanya Gibson. And he said he just wants to let them know that he's the root of the tree. And he told me to tell them, everybody stole the estate from them. They are under a divine curse. Let me say it again. They are under a divine curse. They are under the curse of God. And the only way they can do that is repent and come out under that curse. They are under a divine curse. Like they said, karma come. Sometimes you have to understand. Now, Dr. Christian, your grandmother was at the wash pot. And then another lady came up with a long dress and told me to tell you that sometimes you have to get away from some people to make it. Come in and you come out. See, it was trying to put a trail on you, but after you do what you do, you'll be all right, okay? So God gonna bless you with that. And a financial door gonna open up. Your mother, I picked up her mother, your mother's mother, apologizing to your brother, but some of the problem that your mother got is because she was so lax, but she's working in the spirit to try to heal that. I say. And the lady on the horse, I never found out, I know she's Native American. She said that's going to be a great revelation for you. I mean, things that happen for you, open up a door for you. I've been, Brother Carl, I want to prophesy to you too. You can go get the car. You saying, Bishop, can I get the car? The Spirit said, the door, Brother Carl, will be opened up for you with no tar. And you pick the one that you want and call me, let me know. Because I've already put the prayers up for you to get the new van that you need to do. And this van going to up your finance, Brother Carl. I share. I'm praying for you, and even you tonight. I'm working on Hitler playbook. I need to get with you because I need some historical things that happened that I see happening right now. So when we go back to slavery, when we go back to the Native American that was here, now I want to say this to you. You are indigenous folks here in America. Now, this is your home. But your ancestor home is Africa, okay? When you say, well, I ain't got no home, where your mother and daddy come from, that's their home, but you are here in America. And ain't nobody want to go back to no Africa. That's not want to go back to Africa. I had a friend of mine, and he was a preacher. I'm tired of America. sold his house and went over to Ghana. Did you know when he got ready to buy another house, guess who was financing? Chase. So I want to tell you, Chase and all those banks are hooked up in South Africa. They all hooked up all over. So you can't run because these white folks got the economic hooked up. He found out that he had to get the loan out of New York. And he is South Africa. So that lets you know that some of the stuff that's going on, you know, I want to go back out. No, you work right here. You make Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi, you make the work for you. Don't let nobody run you out of your country. Now they're bringing all these people over from Afghanistan. Who you think they're going to take? They're going to take the black man's place. Who going to food stamps? Checks they're going to get. All this stuff that's already planned. Them folks over there, Jerry, have been practicing on how to be citizens. You know, and reason they want to get out of there, the Muslim, it's a Muslim country. They said, no, you're going to wear the headdress. You're going to wear your dresses down. But they've been practicing being America. They've been over there for 4 years. You know, I think 8 years. They've been over there for a long time. And they got short dresses. They're doing everything Americans do. But since that Taliban took over, they said, no, you're going back to the old way. Now, reason America stayed over there for the cocaine and for the silver and the copper that they got in the mountains. See, it was a money thing. O'Biden was the one that left to clean up the mess. When he got in, now if Trump had got in, Trump wasn't going to bring nobody back but America. He wasn't going to bring now back. But see, the Republicans, well, they've been so good to us, we want to bring them back. When you bring them back, what is going to come? The Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi, what are they going to be? What's happening to the blacks that right now that we haven't got our recreation? Our housing is bad. Schooling is bad. We're in the midst of COBRA and a super COBRA now. Think about what's going on. Is eventually take over to wipe us out. That means you got to do something for your own self. I say. Tonight, I've been getting plenty of calls. They've been asking me what to do. I talked to Mother Francis down in Algiers today. She's a bishop. Tell them to fix a big pot of gumbo. I told Bishop Anizel to fix a big pot of gumbo. If you don't know, you can't put no fake stuff in, you got to put the real stuff. If you don't know how to fix no gumbo, ask somebody that come from down to Louisiana know how to fix Louisiana gumbo. Okay. If you know how to fix Louisiana gumbo, let me know. Don't I got to call down there and tell them to send me some Louisiana gumbo. I got to ask Sister Lisa, did she know how to fix Louisiana gumbo? Jackie in Detroit at Discount Counties, I'm praying for you, Jackie. And Sister Kim, I wanted Sister Kim to come on to give her store. She got herbs and she got crystal stones and she got alkaline water. You got to promote black businesses. You got to be able, you know, I'm going to go there. They don't know what they're doing. They might be a little slow, but you got to promote black business. If you don't promote black business, we're going to be at the same place we have. Americans went over there to Afghanistan, paid them people getting paid. 50,000 people getting paid. They dropped the gun, took the uniform off, and broke and run. And the president that he set up, he broke and run too. That's why all that chaos over there. You can't pay nobody to be no soldier to want to protect the country. And we're praying for the guys that's there now, our soldiers that are over there now, okay? And there's a lot going on, but I want you to stay focused tonight. I say, where my bell at? So I went in the spirit world already. Some of you, let me tell you what happened, what you might know. Some took the shot, some didn't take the shot. Okay. So if some took it, some didn't take it. If you took it, you got to wear the mask. If you don't take it, you got to wear the mask. Now, they need to come and tell us the truth about this whole virus type of thing. What's with it? What's it all about? And the Chicago Police Union said they're not going to take the shot. They told the mayor, we ain't taking the shot. Okay. The fire department said, we ain't taking the shot. Now, if the police ain't taking the shot, the fire department tell you, what's up? What's going on? But the president said everybody's in the army, maybe they got to take it, okay, on the front line. So we got to be in unity. But see, out of the Hitler playbook, they want to keep something going on. Now, I want to tell you about this, or you might know tonight, as we talk about some things tonight. I'm going to talk about Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Judaism, a little bit. But I want to talk about the only religion it is. It's not Islam and not Christianity. Uh-huh. I want to tell you about the oldest religion it is, and they try to hide it. And they have hid it from us so long. But tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about it and get your pencil and paper. You'll know. Some of you is scared of your shadow anyway. Some of you scared of everything. Somebody said you get scared of your shadow. But I want to tell you something tonight. That the only religion is the African religion. The African religion didn't never deal with denomination. They dealt with the spirit. We said they dealt with the spirit. Well, they dealt with the spirit, okay? And when you deal with the spirit, that way things open up for you when you deal with the spirit. Spirit of the living God. The breakthrough is God doing something for you. I got to work. Everybody come on the show tonight. Listen to your last number, your last two numbers, your last number of your phone. I'm gonna give, if you don't know your phone number, you better get it because I'm going to give you a scripture tonight. Instead of prophesying to you, I'm going to give you a scripture. 5350, St. Matthew 6:33, 3084, Genesis chapter 12, 3393, Psalms 91, and Psalms 27. 81:38, Psalm 78, and Psalm 50, 16:78, let me say it again, 16:78, St. Peter, chapter 2, 24, and also Genesis 17, and with that, God got a word for you. Now, what I just gave you tonight for 30-30, Psalms 12 and Psalms, that's the 30-30, Psalms chapter 12 and 34. God said that trip will be successful for you. Thank you. 0667, I think. I just leave that long thing, chance here. Now, what I want to say to you, I want to deal with the only religious it is. It's not Islam. It's not Judaism. It's not Christianity. It's not Islam. It's voodoo, the working of the spirit. Our ancestors called it the spirit. When you said that, the working of the spirit. And when we left Africa, and like in Haiti, freed themselves by doing magic. Now, y'all scared when I said black magic. How can you work nothing but black magic when you black? Your prayers are black. Your request is black. I know y'all don't like that too much of black. That was wrong with us. We look in the mirror and we try to cut our nose off. We try to get breast implants. And some men go get pumps for their nature. And some women go get booty tucked. All of that unnecessary stuff. That's what happened. But I just want to deal with a little of that tonight. They become very scared of even the word because it's been taboo out of the Catholic Church. But that's our origin. That's where we come from. And all it means, Jerry, working of the spirit, that's all it is. Working of the spirit. When you do the bell and you do the dance, the rhythm, I say. And then you do the dance for the ancestors. And when you do the black stone, when you talk about the rhythm, you know, we don't know the rhythm of the water, the rhythm of the Nile. And that would make us be who we are. So working, when I said the only religion in the world is voodoo, working of the spirit. I like to say working of the spirit because y'all have made voodoo so mystic and scared and all of that stuff, zombies and all that stuff. See, the power that we have,
for centuries, the ancient system of voodoo has fascinated and mystified the world. From Africa to the Caribbean, from Brazil to the United States, today, as many as 50 million true believers practice voodoo rituals, which the others live by beyond their comprehension. Where did you originate? What is the purpose of the dolls, and what is the source of their power? What is the secret that makes the creation of zombies, the so-called living dead, scientifically possible? And how did it change the course of history? Discover the unexpected answers to these and other mysteries as we explore the myths and stories of more startling realities of... Thank you. Orleans, cradle of jazz, gateway to the unexpected. Here, a movement would enter the American consciousness. In the early 1800s, New Orleans was a place of mysterious new beginnings. For slaves arriving from West and Central Africa and the Caribbean had brought with them a religion which fascinated the people of New Orleans, even as it terrified them, seemingly beauty of the trees. The word means a spirit in form. A West African language. Further to the ancient beliefs of the peoples of West and Central Africa, it was brought by slaves to the Americans. Enriched by contact with Catholicism, Gotu would swiftly take root. The religion of ancient power clung to by the powerless slaves of the New World. It rapidly becomes the world's most baffling, feared, and misunderstood religion. Bring together all the religions of the world, they would argue day and night, you could introduce Buddha and bring unity to that whole group of all people, because they would all be unified against the movement. It's believed that it was. What is the magic and purpose of voodoo, and how did it journey from Africa to take root in the United States? Perhaps the answer lies buried here in New Orleans, in the tomb of Marie Laveau, a site visited by practitioners to this day. It bears witness to the woman who introduced voodoo to the American. Powerful figure as feared and as mysterious as the religion she practiced. Scholars believe that Marie Laveau, a voodoo priestess, that she renowned in New Orleans, was. While practicing the unlikely profession of hairdresser for the city's elite.
I wish you were here. Has God been good to you?
The Lord has been good to God since I've been out there. He's been better than me, because I've been better than myself.
Well, this is.
God is so good.
Now, how you doing?
100 years old.
How you doing? How you doing your business?
My business? Well, all I can say is thank you, God. Just keep sinning. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't complain.
What you want the harvest to bring you?
Good health, prosperity.
What else?
And peace in the neighborhood. In the country.
Well, that's good. What do you think about this COVID virus that is coming back up? What you said about that?
Well, I have said, don't get let, because it's coming back, and it's coming back when it is.
That's right. It's sure coming back.
It's
kind of confusing. One do know what they're doing.
I have candles, I have liquid herbs, I have capsules, I have oil, soap, deodorant, I have stone, crystal.
Well, what is Give me your number.
Give me my number?
Yeah. To restore.
313-635-2639.
What is your hours?
From 11:30 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Do you deliver?
I deliver.
And can they pick up?
They can pick up. They can come in.
Well, give me your address.
The address is 10529 Pearson.
Okay.
Detroit, Michigan. 7238.
Say it again.
The address is 10529 Pearson. Detroit, Michigan. 48234.
What's the name? What's the name?
4238.
What's the name of your company?
The name of my business is Nile Valley Water and Earth, like the Nile River.
Yeah. Nile Valley Water and Earth.
And we also sell water. Down in the south, we sell purified water and alkaline water.
Okay.
You can get no wrong, but to make love for it.
God bless you. Now, she says she sells water and all of that. Now, I want to get back. I was talking about some of the stuff that's happening. We was talking about Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. And Ezekiel was in the Valley of Dry Bones. And Ezekiel did a resurrection by what God told him to do. Well, Ezekiel went to the Valley of Dry Bones, and when he asked God to lift him up, God did lift him up, and God asked him, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, God, no. So that's resurrection. Now, you have to understand that God have already chosen us for mission. You got to ask the question tonight, what is my mission and what is God really want me to do? Now, some of you have sat down waiting on somebody else. And I think our problem is that we're trying to look like the slave master. You know, and that's the problem. You don't want to be yourself. If you be yourself, things will open up for you. You can't let nobody else do for you what you can do. So I think the problem that we go killing and shooting is that we're trying to cover up ourselves. Now the children is not getting the truth. This cobra is bad and going to get worse. The floods, the storm. Can I tell you the storm's coming back to back? There's another hurricane right now going to hit down around Louisiana. I said 7. We already had 3 or 4 already. And they're coming back. And you said, and I was looking today at, out in Las Vegas at the Lake Mead and dried up. Just a little scream. What's happening? Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not trusting God all the way. Don't lean to your own understanding. Brother John said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. You have to lean on God, not man. And God will make it all right. I'm praying for Sister Linda's family that it's going to be all right. Pearl, Mary, it's going to be all right. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot hear. Bertha come and told her, come on, let's go, because you're tired of pain. And Bertha come and got her. And you know, Fair Mary was jumping up and down. And I don't think she got nothing to drink where she at. So, yes, Lord. So I just feel when you talk about homecoming, it's like a blessing. When you talk about homecoming, it's a blessing. It's always a blessing when you can talk about God and you got a feeling. Talk about God. That was Sister Kim giving her address, and she got Nile Valley Water in Detroit, Dr. Christian. Check it out. You know, see what Nile Valley Water got. We have to be able to think about going into our own business. I keep going back to Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. And right now we're in the valley of a loss of dry bones. We in the valley of loss of negativity. That's right. We're in the valley of negativity. And you know, you got to understand the negativity that's real around, that's messing with us. Lots of negativity. We got to be able to overcome the negativity. Some of you don't want to, but that's what you got to do. Prayer changes things. One lady said, I'm scared I'm going to die. The wage of the sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. See, back in the Old Testament, Jerry, they lived for 1,000 years. If people died now at 90 and 100, they think they done did something. People lived 200, 300 years back in the Bible. Check the Bible out. They lived a long, happy life because they were trusting not in man, in God. They weren't taking all these chemicals they feeding us. So many chemicals they putting in the food. Plastic and everything else. You wonder why people sick and can't get healed. Because there's a loss, they're messing with a whole loss that's going on. God is able tonight to break every yoke. God is able tonight to bring you out of what you're in. I'm praying tonight that you understand that all is well. You might say, well, Bishop, I don't see it. It ain't for you to see. It's for you to walk in faith. God, right now, God got a blessing for everybody listening. It's a yoke going to be broke. God going to do something for you. You have not. Grandma said, you ask not. I want to ask the question, what have you asked God for lately? Your headache, cancer, TB, whatever you got. As you ask God to move it, as you ask God to touch your loved one, you have not because you ask not. Think about what I'm saying. What have you asked God for? Insincere. David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Yet though I walk through the valley, shout of death, you know, you got women that rush that coming. He was saying that I know my Redeemer. Then you got the Hebrew boys. You got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow. Some of you bind. Oh, I need to peel. I need to shout. They said I got cancer. They said I'm going to die. Now, one of the things I want to say, all these churches, COVID, they shut that down. Now, they come on in. We're going to lock the door. We're going to pray through this. We had bishops to die. Pastors died. And you say, well, God said you can eat deadly poison when nothing happens to you. God is a keeper. And you ask the question, why he didn't keep me? How come he didn't keep somebody else? Is you in the will of God or you in the will of man? God bless you tonight. And I want to tell you, keep it real. Keep it in love, for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. Wear your mask. And let God do what he's going to do. See, a lot of people say they're out the closet. Let me help you out today. God is out the closet. Better put a mask on because it's stinking. God out the closet. He said, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. So Adam and Eve, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. And y'all talking about you coming out the closet. God already out the closet and never been in the closet. See, you think that, oh, it's good he come out the closet. Is it? Is it good? I'm going to leave that alone, some of you. Well, is it picking on me? I ain't picking on you. Romans 1 and 26, Jerry, shall turn you over to a reprobate mind, doing that which is unseen, the man going with men, women going with women. You talking about you out the closet. Is you out the closet? Are you really out the closet? Crash going on with all this evil. Back-to-back storm. Back-to-back flood. You wonder why all this stuff happening. Look around you and see what's happening down the street. See what's happening, not just in Chicago, around the world. And then racism and white supremacy is real. See, they got to begin to love. I heard them say, love lifted me. And that's good. Love lifted me. We got to begin to work together.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean.
But I... Yeah.
Father, open eyes that we may
compassion and please hear us. Hear us when we cry and smile out on your helpless children and laughter.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell.